This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
After hearing some of the stories of things our listeners have accidentally walked off with.
You're feeling better?
Yes. All I took was some nice linens from Ruth Chris the other night. I was having a late dinner and I had my phone on this nice linen here. And I, without thinking, I was watching the TV, grabbed the whole thing, got all the way to my car. And said, wait a minute, what is this wrapped around my phone?
I'm amazed that you didn't feel fabric
in
your hand.
I am too. I just hope it happens three more times so I can have a complete set. But it's amazing the things people have walked off with.
Yeah, from our text club, quite opposite from the woman who accidentally stole gas without paying for it. I went inside, paid for the gas, and then drove away without pumping it. I didn't realize until miles down the road when my light was still on E.
Oh, God, that's terrible. Oh, man.
We're all so distracted.
That's what it is. All right, one final call. Yes, thanks for being patient.
All right, so my wife ordered a portable air conditioner, and if you know anything about them, they're very expensive. This was over probably about $400 or more.
Uh-huh.
My wife, paid for it online. I walked up to the store, went in, saw it, went to the customer service desk. No one was there. Saw it in the cart, put it in my cart, walked out. Lo and behold, I got home and found out that my wife just reserved it and did not pay for it. This is actually a couple days later. Now, I did return it. I did go back only because I was fearful that they would put like that video on like WNEP or something.
Yes.
Yeah. You just didn't want to be publicly shamed on Facebook or on the news.
Well, or arrested.
Yes. Or that.
Yeah, that would be a felony.
Yes.
Wow.
So it was interesting. It was I just couldn't believe that. Actually, I hate to say this, but was that easy to take it and walk out?
And to think some people actually plan out their crimes.
Yes.
It's not that difficult.
No, it's not.
All right. Hey, thank you for that story.
Also, a cashier said, after my shift, I was balancing my drawer and was supposed to walk the money bag back to the office.
Oh, no.
I forgot what I was doing. I walked to my car instead and started driving home.
Oh, gosh.
With the money.